Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, it looks really hot right there. Fuck what I want to be. Fuck basted like that. Oh my god, what the hell? Hello? Do you knock? Oh my god. Well, what does it look like I'm doing? I have my fingers deep inside my tight and wet little pussy while I'm watching some porn. What about you? How long have you been there? Well, if you would have knocked, we wouldn't be in this position now, would we? No, I couldn't hear the keys turning, you creep. Maybe I was too focused on the porn. I don't know. Oh, fuck. Have you been eavesdropping on me? Only for a few seconds, right? At least you're honest. What was I watching? You really want to know? Well, fine. I was watching a video about two roommates. I know, right? What a very fascinating coincidence. If you also must know, I was getting close too. So if my fingers are still stuck to my pussy, it's because I have no idea, but I'm a degenerate, so. But I guess you must have known that about me already. Hey, wait. God damn it. Let's just do this. I did not mean to be rude a while ago, but I think you have to understand if a man just walks in on you while you're playing with your pussy, masturbating to porn about roommates, I don't know. I would be surprised too, I guess, but seeing as again I am a degenerate, why don't you come and join me? Did I just ask that? Yes. Why don't you come and join me? I mean, you're already here. I'm very, very wet and very, very unsatisfied. And I could see the tint in your pants, my dude. You're gonna go inside your room anyways to masturbate about me, and it's no surprise. I've heard you mentioned my name once or twice while you were jerking off in various places in this apartment. The walls are thin, but you already knew that as well, don't you? Huh? It's why you weren't scared when you entered the apartment. You know I fantasize about you too, so. Why don't you come and sit on this couch? Huh? Let me just toss this porn video somewhere else. We don't need that. You go over here and well, let's take care of this mess, shall we? I'm an opportunist. I try to find an opportunity even in the worst situations such as this. So instead of you jerking yourself off alone in your room, and instead of me watching some pathetic girl be fucked by a stud and not having any said stud, why don't we just, seek a mutual beneficial arrangement? We don't need to tell anyone, and it's no big deal, really. It's just a blowjob while I get to, touch myself, so. I know, but we're the only ones in this apartment. And we don't need to tell anyone. Not even your girlfriend. Besides, why would we even call your girlfriend up? It's not like you're cheating on her emotionally. It's just a blowjob. Something simple. Nothing too complicated. You know, it's like having friendly neighbors. So, come on. Would you rather have a situation where we're both at each other's corners, fantasizing about each other, doing nothing at all about it? Or shall we just answer these suppressed sexual thoughts and, you know, find some pleasure along the process? I thought so. Come over here. You don't need to do anything at all. Just sit back, relax. Let me suck your cock. Huh? It's no big deal. Just two consenting adults having a bit of casual fun. Let me see what we're working with here. Well, what we have right now might not be a big deal, but your cock definitely is. I can see why your girlfriend acts so protective around you. A girl knows when she has really good cock, and if she has really good cock, she tries her best to keep that good cock. Fortunately for the two of us, I'm not looking to keep your cock. I'm just here to give it a good time. Starting with the tip. You taste good too. Hard to find a good cock that tastes just as good as it looks. You mind if I touch myself while I play with your cock? That is the point of the whole arrangement, anyways. So. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you can play with my hair. I can feel your cock twitching. Slow down a little bit. As much as this is a casual arrangement, I do want to make sure that you get the best of it. Especially with a cock as good as this. So big. It's so fucking hard. Tasting so fucking good too. I wonder, does your girlfriend do something like this with your cock? Twirl her tongue around, taste every inch of you. Because with a cock like this, you definitely deserve every inch of it to be licked. Kissed. And sucked. Yeah. We can go deeper. In fact, I want you to go deeper. I can take it. I can take this nice, big, hard cock down my throat. Oh. I want to go for more. Yeah, you could push me a little bit harder. I'll take it. I'll tap against your lip if I count, but I'm pretty sure I'll be doing my best with a cock like this. I told you I'd do good. Fuck. Yeah, I'm getting greedy. Your cock just tastes so fucking good. I need it. I need more of it. In fact, I need you to come for me. I'm gonna come with you. I've been so much on the edge already. You can't even imagine it. That's because I wanna come with you. I wanna come hard with you. I wanna come hard with this big fucking cock, and I wanna feel you explode down my throat. You think you can do that for me? No biggie, right? Hang on. There's a few drops. I know you're sensitive, but you can handle that, I'm sure. I just need to clean you up. Fuck. Oh. Well, the carpet is gonna need a little bit of cleaning. I may have. See? No big deal. Now we can go back to our usual lives and not have to deal with these repressed sexual thoughts. Although, it was really fucking hot. Oh, wow. Right. I think I'm gonna stay here a little bit. You can get up and go to the room if you want. Unless you want to stay a little bit longer. You know what? I don't know if if it's okay with you, but yeah, that's what I thought too. We can, definitely keep this a thing. Doesn't have to be too hard or too intense. We could just keep it like this, keep it nice and casual. We don't need to tell anybody. It's just two people helping each other out. Secretly, discreetly, but yeah, right? Besides, a cock like that needs to be relieved every single day. And if your girlfriend's not gonna do it, then who else is? Of course. course. You're a lovely, helpful, kind and generous roommate, right? All right. We could keep it casual. I'm glad you and I came to that conclusion. Right. So, until the next time. So I thought so. Yeah, sure. A glass of water would be great. Thanks.